By Royal Command by Dr. Steve Ward. My name's Dr. Steve Ward, and I would like to introduce my new book to you, entitled By Royal Command, which is scheduled for publication by the Modern Vaudeville Press at the end of January 2025. On a cold February day in 1844, a small group of travellers disembarked their ship at the port of Liverpool in England. There was no welcoming party, no bands and banners, and the visitors slipped silently away to their hotel. Amongst them was the American showman, P.T. Barnum, and his protégé, Charles S. Stratton, known as General Tom Thumb. Both were little known in England at that time, but this would mark the beginning of a three-year-long tour of the United Kingdom and continental Europe. Fated by crowned heads, Queen Victoria included, the tour would bring both Barnum and Stratton international fame and fortune. The book follows the progress of this tour, with all of its highs and lows, its triumphs and disasters. The name of P.T. Barnum was already well known in America through his exhibitions of the weird and the wonderful at his American Museum in New York. When the dwarf child, known as General Tom Thumb, was exhibited by Barnum, people flocked to view him, and he became a highly popular figure of entertainment. But England was an unknown place for Barnum, and one of his goals was to present Tom Thumb to Queen Victoria. Allow me to read an extract from the book. On Saturday, the 23rd of March, 1844, a placard appeared on the door of the Egyptian Hall, a suite of exhibition rooms on the Strand in London. It read, "Close this evening, General Tom Thumb being at Buckingham Palace by command of Her Majesty." Murray had been true to his word, and an audience with the Queen had been arranged for Barnum and Stratton. His ambition had been achieved, and Barnum records this in his autobiography. "One of the lifeguards, a tall, noble-looking fellow, bedecked as became his station, brought me a note, conveying the Queen's invitation to General Tom Thumb and his guardian, Mr. Barnum, to appear at Buckingham Palace on an evening specified. Special instructions were the same day orally given by Mr. Murray, by Her Majesty's command, to suffer the General to appear before her as he would appear anywhere else, without any training in the use of the titles of royalty, as the Queen desired to see him act naturally and without restraint. We were conducted through a long corridor to a broad flight of marble steps, which led to the Queen's magnificent picture gallery, where Her Majesty and Prince Albert, the Duchess of Kent, and 20 or 30 other nobility were awaiting our arrival. They were standing at the farther end of the room when the doors were thrown open and the General toddled in, looking like a wax doll gifted with the power of locomotion." Barnum then goes on to explain how both he and the General were instructed in the correct protocols for meeting with royalty, bowing in a certain manner and not speaking directly to the Queen but through an intermediary. From personal experience, I know myself how difficult it is to focus on these protocols when being presented to royalty, so it is hardly surprising that both visitors made some slips, but these seems to have been overlooked. Queen Victoria herself made an entry about the visit into her personal journal. "After dinner, we saw the greatest curiosity I, or indeed anybody ever saw, viz., a little dwarf, only 25 inches high and 15 pounds in weight. No description can give an idea of this little creature, whose real name was Charles Stratton, born, they say, in 1832, which makes him 12 years old. He is American and gave us his card, with Gen Tom Thumb written on it. He made the funniest little bow, putting out his hand and saying, 'Much obliged, Mama.' One cannot help feeling sorry for the poor little thing and wishing he could be properly cared for, for the people who show him off tease him a good deal, I should think. He was made to imitate Napoleon and do all parts of tricks, finally backing out the whole way out of the gallery." It's interesting to note that the Queen appeared to display some empathy towards the situation of Stratton. The implication is that she recognised that he was being exploited by the people who show him off. At that time, Queen Victoria was still a young married woman of 25 years. She also had 3 young children, Victoria, aged 3.5, Albert, aged 2.5, and Alice, aged almost 1 year. She was also pregnant with her fourth child, Alfred. It would seem only natural for her to display a maternal instinct towards the young Stratton. Barnum was now able to capitalise on his audience with the Queen. He could now say, as seen by Her Majesty Queen Victoria, in his advertising. Public awareness of this royal patronage would have generated a larger audience response to the exhibitions. During Victoria's reign, the behaviour of the royal family, especially that of the Queen, very much influenced the behaviour of the general public. This is all bound up in the class system, where the lower classes looked up to and emulated their betters. If the Queen was to see Tom Thumb, then why not should they? On returning to the Egyptian Hall for the afternoon exhibition, Barnum immediately placed the royal gifts and any other gifts that Stratton had received on display. This aroused even further curiosity and awe in the visiting public. Not long after the exhibition opened, another very notable figure paid a visit, as explained here. The dwarf had scarcely made his appearance in the afternoon at the Egyptian Hall when His Grace the Duke of Wellington honoured the general with a visit. At the moment the Duke entered the room, the general was in the act of giving an imitation of Napoleon, musing at St. Helena. And on the hero of Waterloo inquiring of Mr. Barnum what the general was meditating upon, Mr. Barnum happily, and perhaps with quick thinking, replied, "Upon the loss of the Battle of Waterloo." His Grace then took the dwarf into his arms and asked him several questions, with the answer to which the Duke appeared much pleased, and on his departure the Duke presented the general with a handsome present. Another gift to be added to the public display. Barnum and Stratton were now moving in illustrious circles, and their popularity continued. Thank you for taking the time to listen. By royal command, Barnum in Europe will be available at the end of January from all good bookshops, online, or directly from the publisher on www.modernvaudevillepress.com/Barnum/.